The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax. This is Jordan Jensen with WSJM Sports, and I am here with this week's Midwest Family Player of the Week, Danny Morrill of Lakeshore High School and member of the Bridgman Co-op swim team. On October 23rd, Danny placed first with an 11-dive score record of 380.75, breaking the Bridgman Co-op Grove's 11-dive school record. The previous record was 346.2, which was set back in 2011. Danny, congratulations.
Thank you.
It must be pretty cool feeling to break a record like that. How did you react when you found out?
I was excited. My coach goes, "Did you hear the score?" And I looked at her and I said, "Yeah." And then as soon as we left the pool, I called my grandpa. He has never been able to make it to a meet, so he's the first person I called.
Aw, and why was it so important to call him?
Just because he is a little bit older, so he couldn't make it, and I just thought I'd share with him.
Awesome. And have you been eyeing this record for a while? I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I never paid attention to records. Maybe it's because I wasn't good enough to ever really get close. But have you been eyeing this record for a while, or?
Yeah, my freshman year, my coach said, "I want your name up on that board." So she's always had confidence in me. And finally this year, I broke it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The season's coming down to an end here pretty soon. Were you kind of worried that, okay, I got to get it now before it gets over with, or?
I was worried about the 6-dive record first, which I clearly did not break, which is okay. But then the 11-dive, I thought I still had a chance. So I just tried my best.
Well, you did your best. So this season, you're a Division I region qualifier, which you've done all 4 years of high school. And you also have 8 first place wins out of 10 dual meets this season. You know, that's impressive all on its own. But what's the record? I mean, what's the goal for you this season?
My goal is just to be mentally confident in myself because I tend to be very nervous. So going into conference this weekend, I just want to go in with a positive attitude and have no expectations.
Okay, that's fair enough. And we were talking a little bit about, a little bit beforehand about difficult dives, and you were talking mainly it's the mental side of things. So take me through, what are the most difficult dives for you?
For me, reverses are the most difficult dives because you're going forward and flipping backwards. So the only thing that goes through my mind is hitting the board. Yeah.
Did you just say jumping forward and then diving? Wait, back. Explain that one more time. How is that even possible?
So you do your hurdle forward.
Okay.
But then you flip backwards. But the board pushes you out, so.
And you're telling me you can actually do that? That sounds impossible.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm terrified of it.
Okay. And why are you so terrified of it? Just because, you have to be perfect? Really?
I mean, I'm a perfectionist, and I don't want to hit the board.
Right. That totally makes sense. So if that's one of the more difficult dives, what do you say are one of your more favorite dives to do?
My favorite dives are fronts, for sure, because I'm going forward and flipping forward, so I end very far away from the pool, and that's where I have the most difficulty.
Okay.
Points-wise.
Points-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were talking, and again, to go along with the mental side of things, do you have any, mental exercises to kind of push through maybe when you're going into a difficult dive that you're like, okay, I got to mentally prepare myself a little bit more than usual this time? Is there anything special you kind of do?
I try to picture the dive the way I want it to look, and then I try to count to 3 times, and then I just go. And if the hurdle's bad, then I start over.
No, that's fair enough. So on top of being an amazing swimmer, you're also an amazing student. National Honor Society, Math and Science Center, Key Club. Can you just kind of, for maybe people who don't know exactly
what the Math and Science Center or Key Club really does, or what exactly your role within those organizations would be. Just kind of briefly explain that.
The Math and Science Center is a group of students who have pretty high grades, and they just focus on math and science. And then Key Club is just volunteer opportunities to help out within the community.
Okay, and like what kind of volunteer opportunities have come out from that?
We have, donating blood is one opportunity. Okay. And then there's this thing called Blanket Brigade where we make blankets for older people.
Oh, okay.
Which is fun.
Yeah, that's amazing. I remember hearing a little bit about that in school, but I had no idea. That's really awesome. And we were talking a little bit beforehand again. Growing up, you played volleyball, you ran track and field, and you were also in gymnastics. And then you kind of steered away from those things to focus on diving. I'm just curious what it was about diving that made you want to focus in on it so strongly.
I knew I had a passion for it and that I could be very good at it. So I put in the effort to become the best I could be.
Okay. And when did you start diving by chance?
Eighth grade.
Okay. So actually a little bit later than what all the other sports you were in. So how did you get into it then if it's something that was, at that time probably your third or fourth sport, right? So how did it trump everything else after it came in so late?
My mom had a talk with me and said that I should do it. And so gymnastics had a big part in me becoming a good diver.
Mm-hmm. Right, the flexibility.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. That makes a ton of sense. Okay. I think that will do it, Danny. Thank you for your time. Congratulations on the amazing 4 years, honestly. And good luck this weekend, okay?
Thank you.
The Midwest Family Player of the Week is sponsored by Sturgis Banking Center, serving Berrien, Branch, Kalamazoo, St. Joseph, and Van Buren counties, proud supporter of our area athletes. With two new St. Joseph locations, downtown and Cleveland Avenue, member FDIC and equal housing lender. And by MailMax.